Hi, my name is Ed. I have a current account for you guys. This is my problem. On 12:31 at 2:40 in the morning and 3:03 in the morning, a overseas number in the United Kingdom was accessed from my telephone number, anyhow. Results in a $69.20 charge. Now, I've been to the company who billed this, and I've been to SBC, and they both tell me this is something in you guys' thing that somebody hacked into your system and used my number. I'm not even awake at 2:40 and 3 o'clock in the morning, ever. And they tell me that somebody's hacked into your system and has used this. Because this...
Really?
Huh?
Really?
That's what they're telling me. They're telling me... Both companies told me this. Somebody has hacked into your system. My computer is totally off. I mean, when I'm not on it, it is off. Okay, it's off right now. I'm not talking in suspend mode. It's actually off, you know. And somehow somebody was able to use my phone number and ring up $70 worth of charges.
Sir?
The only... Yes?
Can you hang on just a second?
Sure.
Sir?
Yeah.
I have a supervisor here with me. Would you repeat your story, please?
I have an internet account with you guys, and my problem is on 12:31 at 2:40 a.m. and 3:03 a.m., which is 23 minutes apart. There was 29 minutes worth of phone calls to the United Kingdom to a United Kingdom number, which resulted in a $69.20 charge. Now, I've been to OneCallCom, who's the biller on this, and I've been to SBC, the local phone company, who holds the line, and they're telling me that this is something in your system. Somebody's hacked into your system and used my number to ring up these charges. Now, and the more I think about it, that's the only thing I have in common with, you know what I mean? I mean, that's it. I can't even access a long-distance charge off my phone. But they said if it was done through the internet, that I could. I'm not even up at 2:40 in the morning. And if you look back at your records, you'll find out that there was no log on at this number, which is the number is under the account name is under. If you look back, you'll find out there was no login from this number at 2:40 a.m. or 3:03 a.m. on that date in question. They're telling me that someone hacked your system.
No.
I have no idea how. But obviously you've got somebody smart in there because, or somebody who knows your system. Because if I was not on the phone at those times, and the only thing I have in common with the internet is you.
Sir, if that was true, we'd have a lot more just yours.
Well,
if somebody had hacked our system.
Okay, look up my account.
No one's hacked our system.
You got my account in front of you?
Well, we've got your billing information up.
Okay. Can you tell when I was logged on?
Not from this screen.
Can you look?
It'll take me about 5 or 10 minutes to bring up the information for, you said December
31st? 31st, 2:40 a.m. It was a 20-minute, and... 3:03, which was 23 minutes later, there was a 9-minute. And this is to a United Kingdom member. Number is 441-27-777-0100.
That call was made. It was not made through us. And do you leave your computer on?
No, I don't. When I'm not on it, it's not on. It might be on, but I got to dial a modem. So, I mean, you know, the only way somebody's going to get into it is they got to dial this phone number. They just can't sneak in the back window. You know, it's not like I'm online all the time.
What type of virus checker do you run?
I'm currently not running a virus checker, but that's not the problem. This is a brand new, computer.
Oh. How new is brand new?
A month.
So,
I mean, it was put together about that time.
Okay. There are viruses that dial automatically, and they don't go through your ISP. They just dial directly from your computer.
Well, what I don't understand is, like I said, the only common thread I have is you.
Well, sir, there is no common thread, actually, because the number didn't dial us. It dialed somewhere out of the country.
Right. But I don't even have long distance. Well, look, I don't have a long. I don't even have. You can check this out with the phone company if you want to. I do not have a long distance server on my phone. I can't even dial a long distance number. I can't. I dial one. It's going to tell me your number is not going to be able to take this. So the only way that this number could have been dialed is through you. I wasn't online at 2:40 in the morning or 3:03 in the morning. I guarantee I wasn't. So the only way, like I said, the only commonality I have between me and the internet is you.
Just a second, sir. Okay, sir?
Yeah.
You probably had a porn dialer on your system. That's the only explanation that we'd have.
I have a foreign...
We have no control over your phone line being able to have you dial out to the United Kingdom.
So you're telling me that when I dial into your system, you have no checkers in place to keep that from happening, like everybody else does, like NetZero and Netscape USA Phone all these other places, right?
You pick up a foreign dialer and it'll start dialing out. We have no control over that.
Now,
and neither do the other.
Actually, they do. Because the phone company was telling me this has something to do with pop-ups. And he said that the pop-ups are allowed by the ISP themselves, not you. I swear, I'm just telling you what they're telling me. I'm getting ready to call the Attorney General because somebody's going to face criminal charges over this.
Okay, sir, can you hang on just a minute? I'll be right back.
All right.